This is a CHLY news update. Nanaimo began its yearly summer water quality monitoring program on June 16, informing citizens that regular testing will continue throughout the season. Every year, the city of Nanaimo performs routine water testing of the area's bodies of water and beaches, checking for bacteria to ensure they're safe for the public. With help from the Nanaimo Port Authority, the city takes water samples from different fresh and salt water locations. According to the official June 16 press release, the city will test the water quality for Bannon Lake, Colliery Dam Park, Departure Bay, Long Lake, Swayalana Lagoon, in Mafeo's Sutton Park, and Westwood Lake. For the next few months, the City of Nanaimo will conduct tests each Tuesday and release the results on the same Friday on their website as Beach Reports. CHOY spoke with the city's assistant supervisor in drainage, Michael Olson, on how the annual water testing program works.
We test for E. coli, we take coliform counts, and I guess we take the samples and then we send them off to a lab for them to be monitored and looked at, and then we get the results back from our lab, and we post our results on the City of Nanaimo website every Friday.
The main bacteria the test is looking for is E. coli, a common fecal coliform found in animal feces. If the coliforms are above provincial health guidelines, it would lead to a beach closure by the city. The City of Nanaimo also has bylaws requiring dog owners to stay away from beaches from May 1st to September 30th. To help keep the water clean and beaches open, owners are asked to take their dogs to designated dog parks and off-leash areas. Olson explains why the city is asking for people to follow the rules these coming months.
We can't control the heat. We can't control, you know, natural wildlife, but what we can control is essentially is how we're using the water and how we're using the swim beaches by cleaning up after ourselves, making sure that if you need to go to the washroom, use the appropriate facilities, and ensuring that your pets are not on the beaches where those the designated swimming areas, and attend the appropriate dog park.
Nanaimo's wildlife, such as shore birds, are already a key factor with their water quality. The addition of pets could elevate the levels of fecal coliforms. The City of Nanaimo's bylaw covers all of Nanaimo's lakes, streams, and waterfront swimming spots, with the exception of the aforementioned off-leash areas. Staff has an organized report system with the different categories. Olson goes in detail in how that system works.
Everything is in our blue category. So we have a blue category, which is safe to swim. A yellow is moderate to issues. And then red, obviously, is, you know, no swimming. And so we kind of treat it like a traffic light, whereas instead of a green, we use a blue.
Mercedes Hernandez, a microbiology professor at Vancouver Island University, explains E. coli further.
Well, E. coli is a bacteria. The full official name is Escherichia coli. It's a bacteria commonly found in the intestine on humans and many animals. It's part of what they call our microbiome.
She explains the process of water testing and how it is considered safe for swimming or not.
E. coli is an indication of water contamination with fecal matter, and the more of the levels of E. coli you find in the water, then, you know, the more fecal contamination is there, and that means the more the risk that some bad bacteria like some salmonella or the norovirus, which is the stomach flu or stuff like that, might be also in the water.
She further explains that water testing follows standard procedures, where samples are collected and analyzed using consistent methods so results can be compared against pre-established safety standards. If levels of E. coli approach or pass those limits, monitoring would be increased, or even sea swimming restricted. Hernandez goes into detail about the effects E. coli might have on the public if the levels are left unchecked.
Having fecal matter contaminating the water is a problem because there are other bacteria that can be in the intestines of humans and animals, like Salmonella, Listeria, some viruses like norovirus, the stomach flu, and parasites that can be transmitted between humans.
Hernandez explained that the effects depend on the type of bacteria that's present, but illness connected to contaminated water can be gastrointestinal symptoms like diarrhea, stomach cramps, nausea, and vomiting. Additionally, CHOY spoke with Chris Gill, a chemistry professor at VIU and co-director of the Center of Health and Environmental Mass Spectrometry. He says there is a public health consideration.
Well, I think, you know, in terms of an E. coli, so this would be monitoring for disease vectors. Monitoring for this sort of thing is to protect people from being exposed to these things and either getting infections or worse. So that's an important step in protecting public health.
Gill also explains the environmental conditions such as warmer temperatures and how they can influence bacteria growth in waterways.
The warmer the water is, the more easy it is for bacterial cultures to grow. And so that's part of the problem. I think human activity, you know, again, it's going to introduce more materials into the water system.
As of now, two results have been officially released on the City of Nanaimo's website. For the last 2 weeks of June 16 and 26, no beaches have been closed as no water issues have been discovered. The next report will be published on July 3rd. Further information on the water testing and results is available on the City of Nanaimo's website, as well as information on off-leash dog parks. For CHOY, this is Luis Sablan.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.